Tell us a little bit about the car parade for your seniors.
Yeah, well, this Friday, May 8th, was our intended graduation date for our seniors. And so we were going to have our actual graduation ceremony this Friday. We have pushed our graduation ceremony off until June 12th, but we wanted to honor our seniors still because it will be their last day of school. And so we wanted them to still have some type of celebration, but still in keeping with the social distancing and you know, not congregating too many people. And so we thought we'd do a car parade for our seniors. And they're going to decorate their cars. They're going to write their names and have banners and maybe some streamers and stuff like that on their cars. And we're going to have a police escort. And so they will start out at Eastland Shopping Center, and the police will escort them down Washington Boulevard until Price Road, and then over to Silver Lake Road, and then up to the school. And that starts at 6 o'clock this Friday, May 8th. And they will do that, and then hopefully we will have pretty good turnout of all of their friends and family and just people associated with the school that will be up here in the parking lot, so that as they pull in, we'll have a bunch of cars and people here just honking their horns and flashing their lights for them. And so it'll be like their processional on their last day of school, just to kind of honor them that they have finished. And then, of course, we will still have plans for their graduation in June now.
Can you tell us a little bit about the graduation in June while I got you?
Sure. We typically do graduation on a Friday night at 7 p.m., and so we're keeping with that. So we'll be doing June 12th at 7 p.m. here in the gym. Pastor Steve Hamm is going to be our speaker. He is retired ConocoPhillips employee, has a church over in the Ponca City area now, but he has been with this class quite a bit. His wife used to work for the school, and he used to be an assistant football coach with a lot of these kids that are graduating, and so they're pretty closely connected with him. But we'll still have the ceremony on June 12th at 7 o'clock here in the gymnasium, and hopefully we can get as many family and friends to be able to show up to that so that they can still have a conventional graduation ceremony. And we do a lot of events for our seniors leading into the last week. And so one of the things we do is, kind of like a Vespers, where we have family come in and the students go through and tell their favorite memory and give some advice and do various things. One of the things that caps that off is we have a parent or family member or teacher, someone who's really meant something to the student, come up and kind of pray for them as they are kind of transitioning into their next phase. And so we plan on still doing that as well on June 11th, the day before. We're going to have a time for them to do some of that. And then on June 12th, we'll still do our normal what we do is a senior breakfast. And so we'll have a breakfast time with them and their families early in the morning. And then we'll have our graduation service later that evening on the 12th.